Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Pipe Dummies.
Pipe Dummies!
We need intro music, Catfish.
Yeah, I know. I need time.
Dude, we just did our first app push.
Yeah, Logan's excited about the app, but nobody else really cares. Guys, welcome to another episode of Pipe Dummies. Robbie Raz, Cigar Federation, here with you as always. Always, twice a week, got me working.
Oh, man, look at that. There's the app push. Oh, man, I wish Rob wishes he had this app. He ain't cool enough. Only Android kids have it.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Funny. That's funny. So, oh, look, Logan, how are we doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm about to, as you know, go to India for about 3 weeks. The wife's a little upset, but hey, it's cool. Gotta make that cheddar sign, and we launched an app this week just for the cool kids on Android, and I would just like to state for the record, the next person that asks me when the Apple app will be released, I'm going to punch in the face, because I just got word today that finally everything's been updated, and it's going to take Apple still another 2 weeks to do it. So we're still looking conservatively another month.
Word?
Word, dude. Apple's a pain, but hey. I gotta say, I appreciate everyone downloads. Already had 100 downloads, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's fantastic.
Now on to what Rob wants to talk about.
No, that's bogus, man. That's gonna take them that long to. I mean, didn't you start this process like at the beginning of the year?
Like, month? Right after Christmas.
Well, you got in on that holiday. That's the problem. Joining us tonight. Because we didn't know what the hell we were going to talk about because Logan just didn't do what he was supposed to do. We got Catfish, the resident pipe guru. Dustin, thanks for joining us, man.
Not a problem. I wouldn't call myself a guru, just somebody who's less dumb as you two motherfuckers, really, when it comes down to pipes. So.
Well, I mean, if you're...
I was lucky. I had a guy... here in town, a pipe shop that had been around for 40 years, actually closed recently, and the guy like made me learn it from each type of tobacco, and it took me like 6 months to figure out that I know nothing, you know. So that it's really confusing, I guess. But I mean, it's fun. I dig it. I've definitely been smoking a while, and I very much enjoy it.
So. We're all getting lit up and getting ready to go here.
Plumpin'!
Yeah, Logan and I are both smoking the same thing. We're smoking, let me pull up that info. I got it right here. Because I planned it.
Seattle Pipe Club.
Seattle Pipe Club Plum Pudding.
Plum Pudding.
It is blended by Joe Lankford. It's manufactured by Pipes and Cigars. It is an English. It's English, you know. It's really quite lovely. The contents... Cavendish, Latakia. Is that how you say it? Latakia?
Yeah. To my knowledge, that's how it's said.
That's how it's spelled. Oriental, Turkish. It's got some Perique and some Virginia in there, and it is a crumble cake.
And, a crumble cake!
That means it comes together in, like, just cake together with tobacco. Just
like, if you've ever smoked pot back in the day, and we're not talking about drugs, we don't endorse the shows with Cigar Federation.
Well, but depending on what state you're in, it's legal.
Well, true. If you're from, you know, wherever. Where is it? Colorado. But, I mean, it's just pressed together. And when you... It's not like a flake, but it's kind of this just... It's all kind of loosely pressed together. And it doesn't shred. But it's
like some brickweed.
It's like brickweed. And it takes a minute to get it apart, for sure. It's definitely the most complicated tobacco I've smoked so far. Because flake's not that tough. I mean, you just rip it and shred it. It's easy.
I hate flake.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just hate it. It doesn't. Maybe I have the wrong pipes for it, but I hate it. Never seems to smoke well for me, but maybe I just haven't got the right ones. I've gotten a couple different ones, McClellan and then Golden and several different kinds, and it just never seems to do it for me.
I mean, are you crumbling it up like where it's a ribbon? Or are you trying to stuff the whole freaking flake in there? What are you trying to do?
I've done it a couple different ways. I've done the, like... where you fold it, you know.
Which I did that. I don't like that at all.
No, I didn't like that at all. And then I've done the crumble you know, where I crumble it over the bowl, and just every way I've done it never seemed to really do it for me, and I got pissed. So it is what it is. You know, pipe smoking can be so depressing at times and tough that
it's like golf.
Yeah, it sometimes you just
it's once you get
established
like
with something you like. Once you get established with something you like, you just go back to it. It's just so simple to go back to it, you know. I mean, I definitely like trying stuff, but once I've gotten kind of once I know what I like, it's like I'm just happy smoking pipe tobacco that I know smokes well for me.
Yeah, I've still, I mean, if you guys are following the show, we're still very early.
We're still dummies.
Yeah, and we will be for a while. This is third show. I've only recently being yesterday, started smoking things that aren't aromatics. I mean, that's really all I've smoked. It's really all I've had access to until recently. Last night I smoked, smoked the Ruins of Isengard from... Just for Him, part of their Pipeweed series. I'm kind of a Lord of the Rings dork, so I ran out and got that stuff as soon as I heard about it.
You got a dick in your mouth? Like, what are you doing over there? Keep packing it, shit.
No, I got some...
a froggy?
Yeah, a little froggy.
You got that Frog Morton? That Frog Morton. Which, by the way, Catfish, I appreciate you introducing me to that to Pipe Tobacco. That shit is the fucking...
I knew you would love it.
Kitty tits.
It's the
fucking
bomb.
Amazing. Oh,
it's
dude.
It's the so bomb. Cool. All of them are the bomb. I mean, I like the one with the Perique the best, and I like just the regular Town, which may be the same. I don't know. I've got them all in jars, and I know which ones I like. But all of them, for Latakia blends, in my opinion, they're kind of like the best Latakia blends out there, the Frog stuff is, to me. And that's not saying anything against anybody else. It's just I know what I get when I buy them, and I know it's going to be really good. You know what I mean?
Yep. And it's good because it's not, you know, I've noticed, like, some of the stuff that, some of the stuff I haven't smoked, but stuff that people, you know, rave about, like some of the Stonehaven stuff and all of that, which I think you actually sent me some Catfish, or maybe I got it from another pipe bomb off Reddit, maybe. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but, like, that shit's sold out everywhere. It's so hard to get. But, like, for the quality that it is, it's not that expensive, and, like, it's pretty much available everywhere, which is cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, speaking of.
Go
ahead. Go ahead. No, no, dude, I'm not used to doing a show with you, so if I talk over you, it's got to go.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Shit. Whatever. That's all I smoke for a lot of Kia blends, honestly. And I don't smoke a lot of Kia very often. I have to kind of be in the mood, and I always drink bourbon with it, you know. And I like for some reason, if I go camping or I'm in the mountains, like in my hiking backpack, I have a Cobb and some Frog at all times. And like when I'm in the mountains, I want to smoke a lot of Kia and slay bears and shit. I don't know why, but I do. That's how I feel when I smoke a lot of Kia. That's what I feel like.
You get primal. You
know? Yeah, you I want to fucking kill the bears, and you know, drink a Dr. Pepper like the guy in the commercial, and
eat,
you know,
bark.
Float on a log and shit, and eat bark. You know, smoke a lot of Kia.
That's the part of the commercial you don't see.
And I like it in the winter. I tend to like it more in the wintertime, in all honesty, for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Like, it's kind of like there's some... Well, what we're going to talk about tonight is one of the things, and we'll talk about...
Theoretically.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We might just keep going. We're going to talk about... I mean, we're still pipe dummies, obviously. We know all that. But is to kind of compare and contrast, you know, our last several weeks getting more immersed into pipes and pipe tobacco is how does it compare to cigars? Because we've had a lot of questions about how it compares, and we'll talk through some interesting comparisons. But before we do... I want to show everyone what we're about to do for fucking science.
Wait a second. I got a question before we get into the science, and I think, Dustin, you can chime in on this.
Okay.
JJ Jansky in the chat room.
Who is that?
I don't know. He's got his avatar.
Oh, he's new.
Guy in the...
Welcome, JJ.
A Bears jersey there. It's the Bears. He says, is Latakia a stronger pipe tobacco? I guess that's kind of a, I mean, we're still really learning. We haven't talked much about anything outside of, aromatics. So let's, Dustin, you know more about this stuff, so give us kind of a rundown.
A lot of Key and Perique are extremely strong. So the lot of Key and Perique blends that you get are typically going to have, you know, sometimes 10, 20%, and then the rest is going to be your filler tobaccos like Burleys and Virginias, balanced in some way, maybe a little bit of Black Cavendish, you know, or natural Cavendish, depending upon how they want to flavor the tobacco. But typically, it's so strong you don't smoke it by itself, whereas you can smoke everything else by itself to a degree and blend it 50-50 or something like that. Like a lot of people blend Burley and Black Cavendish or Virginia and natural Cavendish. And they're really the kind of, Perique and Latakia are the kinds of things that you throw in to kind of give it that little bit of blast that they have. The, you know, the fire like cured. What's that? Yeah. I mean, it's the like fire cured. Yeah, definitely in that regard, in the strength regard. And that's why I was really interested to try the Suge blends with Latin Perique, because they're like 40 or 50%, which is ridiculous.
That hasn't even come out yet.
That sounds like some heavy lifting.
But so, hey, guess who's getting that? Sick Fed Store.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, oh, dog. I know. Winner chicken dinner.
So, Dustin, real quick, this plum pudding that Logan and I are smoking, it's got Latakia in there and Perique. Is that normal to have both of them in there?
Sure, why not? I mean, you can. It's,
I have no idea.
It's really just they're, Perique is spicy.
It is.
It's going to leave a little bit of, like, right on the kind of the tip of your tongue and the round part of the tip of your tongue.
Definitely.
You get a little bit of spice. As opposed to, you know, tongue bite, which kind of, to me, happens in the middle to back of the tongue, right? Perique, I think, hits that front part of your tongue, because that's where your, you know, your smoke intake is coming, and that's where it kind of leaves it, if you will. So the difference is, I love Perique blends, which is weird, because I don't like spicy cigars, but I love Perique tobaccos. I love the, which is weird that I didn't like the Golden Slice that he reviewed today. It might have been the
you didn't like flake, that.
I really like that.
At certain times, but it was weird. But God, I can't remember which one it is. There's a Sherlock Holmes Perique blend that I really, really dig as well. And then this is what I'm smoking today is 1776, and I don't really know. I want to ask some like pipe gurus about 1776, because I've heard about it forever, and all the research I've done either points back to like one company that was called like Sterling 1776, and then McClellan did a 1776 with the Boston Pipe Club, and I don't know, but none of the blends all sound similar to this other than the one that's a Virginia Perique, which is what I know this is. So the weird thing about pipe tobaccos is you go to stores and all these old dudes who've been around for 40 or 50 years know the blends that all the guys are making for all the big companies, and so they all just blend it themselves. So really then the quality of the blend comes down to how good the quality of the bulk they're getting. So, you know, it's weird
regard. But. That is interesting. That's one of the things that's different about pipes than cigars.
I mean, you might find that you like a certain blend made by one company but not another company, and it's the exact same blend.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they do it, maybe tweak it just a little bit differently, you know, tweak the ratios here or there, or maybe add a little topper or something weird, you know what I mean?
So, Logan, I'm tasting this tobacco. You've smoked this a couple of times. This is my first time. This
will be my second bowl.
Okay. I think I expected this to be much stronger than it is. The flavor is there. It's a smoky kind of campfire ish flavor. It's not overpowering, but it's definitely a fuller flavor than you're going to get, a fuller, more earthy flavor than you're going to get from an aromatic, for sure. The flavor's more dense. It's not as thin as the stuff that's coming off aromatics. There's something that I'm getting in this when I retrohale that's like, it's thin, but it's kind of sour.
It's like a little bit.
Like a sour floral sourness that I don't like.
Really?
That may be everything about it, but but I don't like that little flavor that I'm getting on the Retrohale. What was that, Dustin?
I think that's the Virginia's.
That's the Virginia stuff that's in there?
It's pretty sweet. Virginia's are pretty sweet.
It's weird. The Burleys are kind of nutty. Virginia's kind of sweet and have this floral citrusy things going on. And then your Perique is spicy. A lot of Kia is campfirey. Oriental is spicy and campfirey. It's all over the place, really. It just depends upon how it was cured, really. And then your Cavendishes are real sugary. They have a heavy sugar content from the way they're cured. And then if they're cased, obviously they get the casing flavor as well. So
that can influence that. This is definitely a flavor that I've never experienced before. So maybe it is that Virginia, but it's when you retrohale, it's like, this sounds weird. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's very high in the flavor on the retrohale. Like, does that make sense? It's like at the top of the retrohale, and it's kind of tangy, but kind of sour, and it's kind of floral.
On that note, just because the topic of the show is the difference of cigars and pipe, and I kind of wanted to talk about this before I leave, because everybody, I got to leave in 15 to go eat before I go to school.
The way you're
tasting, like, to me, when I taste pipe tobacco, I taste so much more out of the retrohale. Like, to me, the majority of the flavors of the retrohale. So when I hear you say something like that, it's not like when we're smoking cigars and we're talking about the way cigars taste. To me, it seems like all that flavor is on the palate, the back of mouth, the big tongue, and then you get these little hints through the retrohale that come back to the palate. To me, with pipe tobacco, it took me so long. I really didn't get much flavor on in my mouth or on my tongue per se, other than the stronger stuff like a lot of Kia and the Perique blends. I got it all through the nose. Like, I think if you didn't retrohale pipe, it would not be very enjoyable at all.
I would agree. I would definitely agree with that.
I agree, too.
But it is, with this, this is definitely a different experience. This is an English blend, so it's a different experience than an aromatic. I get a fair amount of flavor on the tongue. That spice that you guys were talking about, smoky, fire-cured-esque flavor, it's not overpowering at all. I don't feel like I just took a bite out of a campfire, but I can definitely taste it. But it feels like the more, and I think you're right, the more defined flavor notes are, I'm definitely getting through the retro, but I think that's common of cigars as well.
I'm about to use a Rob term here, though. Because, like, I agree. I mean, you definitely can taste the...
You're going to say juxtaposition of flavor?
Juxtaposition of flavor. Like, you definitely get, like, that salty, smoky, you know, whole thing going on. But it's almost like... I hate to use Rob's word here, but it's like creamy, right? Like, I mean, it's not like very heavy on the finish or anything like that. It's very, it's very enjoyable. Like, I mean, it's like, I don't know, maybe if you were standing away from the campfire and then you were sitting next to, you know, some buttermilk or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It just, but you know what I mean?
It happened to be there.
Yeah. It just happened to be in that exact spot, but it's not, I mean, I've smoked some stuff here, like, oh, I got to figure out which one I smoked. But, I mean, it was... Actually, I know what it was. Hold on here. The Ashton Artisan Blend, which is like 40% or 50% Latakia, and you smoke it, you get a lot of the same flavors, but it's so freaking heavy, I think it would have both of you choking.
Yeah.
It's pretty strong.
I have a bunch... I have a ton of Latakia and straight Latakia and straight Perique to blend with, so it's... It's an interesting little thing just to kind of add, you know, to get what you want out of it.
Yeah.
You know, when you want that flavor added to something. So
that, I mean, Dustin, I know you want to talk about this before you go. So, I mean, some of the key differences, and we're touching on a few of them already. for you, before you have to take off, what are the key differences between smoking cigars, smoking a pipe? Maybe the pros and cons of both.
Pros of pipe is it's cheap. Pros of pipe is it gives you a really quick buzz, like fast, it'll knock you on your ass, which is great.
I disagree with that, though. I feel like most pipe tobacco, I'm a junkie,
and hey, I smoke for breakfast. Let's just let him get through it, and then we'll talk shit about all the stuff he had to say after.
Yeah, you can talk shit about me once I leave. Now that he's gone, fuck that guy.
No, I'm just joking.
I it's specifically like a lot of Kia blends and the Perique blends, I think. Like this blend has a good amount of Perique in it, and it gives me a nice, like, I'm relaxed right now, you know what I mean? I'm not like Nick sick or anything, but I'm relaxed. And it hits me a lot faster than a cigar. Like, I mean, I can sit down. You guys know I like milder cigars, so I have to maybe smoke three at the shop before they really start to hit me, you know what I mean? But a pipe, I mean, I get hit in like 15, 20 minutes. It's instantly like, yeah, okay, I'm relaxed now, especially with a good cup of coffee. You can't drink bubbly beverages at all with pipe. If you're drinking sodas or anything like that and you're smoking a heavier blend, it will destroy your tongue like in no time.
Oh. It'll sounds bubble like up we got to test it for science.
Yep.
Oh, do it. Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Totally do it. Totally okay, do it. Like drink a real like bubbly soda, anything, you know, Coke.
Like a Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, totally. And you'll know. It goes all over your tongue and just blasts your tongue. It's pretty crazy, but
okay. Got to mark that down as a show.
throw some Pop Rocks in there while you're at it.
I think the fun part about it is you know, you can just, it's cheap, you can throw a little bit in here, and if I don't need to smoke the rest of this, I don't really care. I don't really give a shit. I can put it down, especially the one thing, which I have to give a little plug to my wonderful Tsuge Drew Estate pipe that has the little thing on the bottom. You can just screw it right on top. Well, if you don't drop it and let it roll all over the place. But you can screw it right on top and save your bowl. And go back to smoking it later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome. I mean, that is like such a great idea that they incorporated in this pipe. And I like that about pipe is I can put it down and I don't have to worry about it and I can go back to it. So if I'm out in public, like one of my favorite things about this pipe is if I go out in public, I'll pack a really aromatic blend in it that smells really good, you know, and pack this sucker just full. And I can take it to the bar, rip on it for 10, 15 minutes, put that cap on it, throw it in my pocket, and then pull it out an hour later and keep going to town. You know what I mean? And people always are like, whoa, what is that? That smells so good. Oh, my God. What are you smoking, bro? So it kind of ends up being like a conversation piece at times, too, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah, you definitely got to do that with the aromatics. I don't know, Logan. I mean, we've talked a little bit offline about some of the differences. I think some of the keys that Dustin chimed in on for me, it's there's less pressure when I'm smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
And by that I mean if I fired it like this, if I don't like this Mississippi whatever, no, not Mississippi mud, it's the plum pudding.
Plum pudding.
I can just put it out and then pick up another pipe and pack a bowl and smoke something else. And I could set it down, yep, and come back later, just like Dustin said, all that stuff. Go ahead.
I was going to say, another cool thing, too, is once you start screwing around with blending, like that walnut cinnamon thing I sent you, is if you get something like that and you really don't dig it, like, and you have a big bag of bulk, buy a big bag of bulk of, like, Burley, Black Cavendish, and Natural Cavendish. Just buy a bulk. And you can just take it and start mixing it. Use a little digital scale or something, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute. I just added that to this tobacco, and now it's great. Right? So that case in point, that cinnamon walnut thing I gave you was a walnut casing from McClellan combined with the cinnamon blend, and the cinnamon sucked balls. And the walnut was way too wet and just way too dark. And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I'm going to mix some of this and see what happens. And it was freaking great. I mean, it wasn't like amazing, but it was definitely very enjoyable. And you can do that. When you don't like something, like if you're not digging this blend that you have, you can cut it with something else, which is way cool.
Catfish, cinnamon, and walnut.
Mm-hmm. I haven't smoked that yet because I figured it would taste like fucking pussies because you like pussy stuff.
I you know what? I might
smoke it later, actually.
I'm going to smoke some of it right now. One of those little minis.
Good. It's really light, you know. It's just a light. You'll taste the little flavors of the walnut cut with it really well.
So it's going to be interesting. Weird. It'll be interesting compared to what I was just smoking, but
yeah, it'll be totally different.
And it's not all that. It's a little bit damp, but it'll burn.
So
while I'm doing this, Logan, do you fill?
Well, let me just delete. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we talked about cigars. I mean, you guys have definitely touched on, you know, a couple of things that it's cheaper, obviously. You know, I think that a couple of things I've noticed is, like, cigars-wise, like, I don't necessarily get buzzes off cigars. I mean, I've smoked some cigars that'll, like, kind of give me a little bit of a head rush, but it's very rare. But I feel like most pipe tobacco, I feel myself, I can smoke a cigar, like, you know, a good, you know, San Andreas, something from Casa Fernandez, and I'm satisfied for a couple hours. I don't have to worry about it. I'm cool. But with the pipe, I find myself just smoking so fast because most of the actual nicotine content, especially in aromatics, is just so light. Like, I had to go out and buy, I went out and bought this Peterson Irish Flake because I just went out and did a search. I was like, what is some strong-ass pipe tobacco? And this one was one of the best rated flavor-wise, but then also, you know, strength-wise. And there's a huge difference, but when I smoked that, I mean, my tongue was, like, ripped to shreds. And it's just like, I feel like you can smoke a strong cigar and get, you know, do that, and it's not like it hurts your tongue any less or your sinuses burn anymore or whatever. With this, when I increase that strength, like, it gnawed my tongue a little bit. Not saying I didn't like a little bit of pain, you know, but, man, it was rough.
Yeah, you can't go smoking cigars and tasting things, like, right after you smoke a pipe. So a lot of times what I do is I like having the pipe after, say, my second cigar, because then I don't care. You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially if I'm hanging with my buddies. At that point, I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to taste anything. So I smoke a cigar or smoke a pipe, and I'll taste it all, you know. I can rip on a big Latakia bowl and go to town.
Got it. Yeah. And, you know, and another thing that I've noticed with cigars is, like, or with difference between pipes and cigars, is that cigars, no offense, and I'm going to probably offend the entire industry, fucking cigars is a fucking rat race. It's like, what is the newest blend? What is fucking the limited edition? Yeah. Oh, I just did a line extension of some bullshit that's not even selling anymore. It's like, it's so impossible. And, like, you go out and you look, there's, like, umpteen cigar review blogs, this and that. Like, there's not really, I mean, yeah, there's people that do reviews of cigars or of pipes and pipe tobacco, but it's not like there's a plethora of sites. They're like, oh, here's the press release on the new fucking, you know, Sugi blend. It's not like that. Like, other than, you know, a few companies that'll do, like, like Peterson, the summertime holiday blend, and a little bit of that. It's really the same exact, I mean, now the blends will change, I'm sure, year to year, just like cigars a little bit, because of the weather conditions, etc. But, like, if a blend comes, it kind of stays. Like, it's not like I got to rush out and smoke shit. Like, it's just, it's way more chill, and I like that a lot.
It is, and there really is, you have that, anybody has the ability to make their own blend, too. And that's why the guy that I started under, who's, you know, had this tobacco shop for 40, 50 years, close to 50 years when he shut down, he was like, you need to smoke all of these by themselves. Then you need to take and mix them 50-50. Then you need to put in 10% Perique or 10% Latakia and try that. And these guys have been blending stuff for, like, you know, decades upon decades, you know. And so, much like the cigar industry in that regard, but anybody can be a blender, really. I mean, you blend
myself. Oh, exactly.
But anybody can be a blender. And you'll find a lot of these guys that smoke pipe, they just want a big bag of the same thing. Give me a pound of whatever, and they're just going to chug on that. You know, and they don't give a shit about the new thing came out? Yeah, whatever, give me a pound of that.
Those are the same guys that always go in for their box of Maca Noodles.
Maca Noodles!
Maca Noodles, or LGC Siri R Maduro, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, but it's different, and I think a lot of them seem to be, a lot of pipe smokers seem to be really antisocial as well. The old guard seem to be antisocial. So it's just a different, hold on, I got to answer a question. it's just a different type of person. It's not as social. It's not nearly as social. It's way more antisocial, you know.
That question that you were referring to, that's the one from JJ Jansky. That's JJ. Those are the Suge pipes that were they're made by Suge for Drew Estate. they come in what, three different sizes. There's the Robusto, the Toro, and the Churchill, or something.
Bellicoso.
Like that. Oh, the Churchill and the Bellicoso. So they come in three different sizes. They're pretty cool pipes.
I got the Churchy.
Yeah, normally that's what.
Yeah, I wish I would have got the Churchill.
I know, dude. I knew.
I got the I got the Robusto and.
Bitch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tend to like bent stems.
I like a bent stem too. Yeah.
They come with them now. You can buy the bent stem for like $20.
Yeah, I think I would have liked the bent stem a little bit more. So I may end up getting one. But actually, what I like about this is it is so small and portable. I think that's the coolest thing about it. It's just different. It's just so small. I can set it down and like tonight. You know, I've got to go do my thing with school, and when I get done, I'm just going to put the cap on this when we get done, and then when I get done, and when I'm on my way home, I'm just going to open it back up, and I'll light it up on the way home.
Ooh, another thing.
And it won't make my truck smoke. Sucks. Oh, you just got to get good at it, dude. It's easy. I drive a stick.
Dude, it's so difficult. So difficult.
Yeah, it just takes time.
I've got seven kids.
It just takes time. I mean, like, my bent stem, I've got this bent stem, and the stem is all, like, just nasty looking, you know, and I'd knot on and shit. And it's my truck pipe. And, like, I can just pack it, and the way I pack it, I just shove the shit in there and just light it up. And seriously, like, I'll light it once, tamp it, light it again, and I'm just driving, and it's good for, like, an hour. I don't have to mess with it at all. I don't get any gurgles.
Just raging on it.
Yeah. That gurgles.
Actually, one thing I want to show everybody real quickly, because it's a cool trick that I learned from an old man at here in town. When you're dealing with gurgle and you got your pipe, the one trick that I learned is you take your tamper and you put it at the front of the bowler, closer to you, and you basically push straight down like you'd be pushing to where the stem comes out, right?
Okay.
Where the stem comes out right here. So, like, it doesn't really make sense in the Drew Estate bowl because the hole for the flute
straight
is
out of the right bottom.
At the bottom. It's in the middle. But every other pipe, the flute, basically, the hole comes right out here. So if you're getting gurgle, first, and I don't know why it works, it's just one of those old man techniques, but you put it right here at the front of the bowl, and you push straight down to where you're trying to push straight down to that hole. And for some reason, I swear to God, it opens up, boom, and it's good.
Huh. Really?
It stops gurgling. Yeah, it stops gurgling. It's insane. And the other one was
makes a little bit of sense.
Push down in the middle if you're getting if it's real tight, and then sometimes you can push down in the back, like in the back of it, and just push down. And it, weird tricks that old guys are just like, yeah, here you go, it's ready. You know.
So the trick that I heard to get rid of the gurgle is to just use a pipe cleaner.
That's what I do.
While you're smoking, if you got the gurgle, just throw the pipe cleaner down there, let it soak up some of that moisture, and then pull it right back out.
Rock it out, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would work too.
It works, yeah. I mean, I was doing that earlier, as you can see. I used the edge there to soak up some of the moisture. Speaking of anybody can be a blender, I'm smoking Dustin's cinnamon
walnut.
It's actually pretty good.
Walnut cinnamon.
It has a lot of flavor.
Yeah, I know, it does, doesn't it? It's kind
of
weird.
You'd think they would have to have a lot of flavor because I was just smoking that plum pudding, and to go to an aromatic and still be able to taste it seems...
It's light.
Yeah, it's got a lot of flavor to it. It's not
bad. What's weird is, and again, and this is just one of those things where you will find, with pipe tobacco, it's so weird, you will find sometimes just combinations of different tobaccos bring out the flavors. And so, like, the cinnamon blend, I can't remember who makes it. I think it's a bulk. It might be a Lane bulk. I can't remember. But it didn't taste like cinnamon to me at all. It was like, this sucks. It's bland and it's bullshit. And the walnut was good, but it was just way too dark and wet, and, like, I wouldn't smoke it by itself. And so I just cut it one day with that and was like, oh, let me try this. And all of a sudden, it was like, I can taste both. And I can taste them more than if I smoked them by themselves. If that makes sense. And you'll find sometimes adding Burley's or just a little bit of Cav, black or natural Cav, to certain blends will bring out certain casings and help it burn a little bit better. it's weird, man. It's a trip. And you just kind of, over time, get the hang of it, of what does what. And I don't really know how to explain it other than sometimes it just opens stuff up. That was one of those ones I got lucky and it opened stuff up. Plenty of them I've been unlucky and I'm like, this sucks, and I just throw the bag away. Or I just, like, start throwing all this crap in them, and it's, like, just stuff
shake
to smoke when I don't care.
Pipe.
Just Frankenpipe. Yeah.
Shake it up and see what happens.
Yeah, and what I will tell, the one recommendation I will give anybody before I leave, because I got to go, is if you ever make a blend, like, every time you make a blend, write down how much you put in it, what you did, because otherwise you will get drunk in a limo on a $200 bottle of Johnny Walker's Blue and lose it. And then never remember how to make it again. That's my story.
Those are the slippery slopes of this business.
My favorite blend that I ever made, I lost it in a limo. And it was a Johnny Walker. Bottle of Johnny Walker's Blue was the culprit. I lost my favorite pipe. Lost my favorite blend that I made. And, of course, I didn't write down how to make it, so I can't go back and figure it out. And I've tried figuring it back out, and I can't. So
you had to get a couple of shots of penicillin after that, too, didn't you?
Yeah, that's another story.
Cool, man. Well, I know you got to run. Thanks for
thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. If I had more time during the week, I would absolutely love to jump on. So keep me in mind if there's anything I can do. Come on and be a complete jackass and yell at Logan about what's good and what's not. It'd be great.
Perfect. Yeah, so, that's great.
All that stuff I sent you guys. I tried to give you guys. And I don't remember what the hell I sent you. I just remember, like, grabbing stuff from different, you know, like, here's a Perique, here's a Cab, here's this and that, and all the different stuff that I had to try and give you guys different stuff to smoke from and kind of get an idea. So if you have any questions, just hit me up and enjoy.
Cool. I've got it all right here. This is all the stuff that Dustin sent. It's just a ton of shit.
I put all mine in jars.
I haven't started I've jarred a few things, but not much. But I can
find something you like. Jar it. Like if you look on the I tagged you guys on Instagram, and this pipe blend that I like, the 1776. I mean, I have a huge jar of it, you know. And as it ages, it just gets better and better and better. So I went to Walmart and bought all my jars.
Target, bro.
Target online was
Target.
Cheap.
Seriously.
Cheap, but the shipping was a bitch, nice. So I just ended up getting them through Amazon.
No, if you spend over $50, it's free.
Oh, really?
Ooh. But I mean, I literally.
All right, I gotta go.
60 all right, jars.
Dustin, I gotta go, dude. I gotta eat. 20 minutes. Later. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great night. Thanks again.
Bye.
Later, bitch.
Now that fucktard's gone.
So I'm just gonna go through the stuff that he sent me. Now, I think Logan, I think this is what you reviewed today, the Orwick Golden.
Orwick Golden Slice. Yes, sure did.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny because I was looking to see if I had that because your description maybe made it sound like I would have liked it. Frogmorton. Bayou?
Froggy on the Bayou, that shit
frog
is.
Frog on the Bayou. It's not Frogmorton, it's Frog on the Bayou. That's
Frogmorton on the Bayou.
Well, it says McKellen on there, I don't know.
No, son, you are a pipe dummy.
I don't know, shit. This is the cinnamon walnut, which actually isn't bad. Smoking out of this tiny-ass pipe. This thing is so tiny. These things are so small, like, just by comparison.
Yeah, no shit.
My tamper won't even fit. So I was using a pen. Some of that 1776 that he was smoking, although we're not sure if that's exactly what's in the bag. English Luxury?
Yeah, Peter Stokeby's.
Stokeby's.
Stokeys.
Lane 1Q, which we talked about.
Shitty.
Nightcap, that's the Dunhill. And then Sherlock Holmes VR. I don't know.
Not sure what that is.
And McKellen Naughty Can?
I don't even know what that is either.
Navy Can.
Oh, is it Navy Flake?
Maybe that says Flake. I don't know. What do you think? Navy something. That could say Flake. It looks like Can to me. Anyway, so yeah, Dustin was kind enough to give us a bunch of shit. So, I mean, we kind of threw the concept of this show together a little bit at the last minute because originally we were going to talk about aromatics, and we kind of did that last week. And I'm interested in aromatics, but nobody else is. So,
yep. We do what Logan wants at all times.
Yeah, so that's why the show is so good.
Yeah.
That was a joke. We do have some questions.
I want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Do you want to answer any of these questions? People actually ask them.
Well, I don't know the answer.
Well, here, we can chime in on this one. This one's from Mark Anthony. It says, in your humble opinion, who would make a more desirable girl to marry, Logan or Rob?
Oh, that's tough. I got more cushion for the pushing. So oh, probably me.
Let's
good answer. It. Score, Logan.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you won. Awesome.
I won. Yeah, Logan wins everything.
Swede Lindstrom. He says, I have a hard time keeping my pipe lit. I think, Swede, there's a lot of things that I've noticed. And Logan, we'll just get through some of these questions and then we'll talk about it. when I'm smoking an aromatic, depending on what it is, if it's something that's in a tin or whatever, take out the tobacco that you're going to smoke like as early as you can.
Dry box it.
Yeah, basically that's what you're doing. It's the concept. Just open the tin, take it out, let it dry out. Because, I mean, especially like the Drew Estate stuff is really, really damp. And I was having such a hard time keeping it lit until someone said, you know, take it out, let it sit for about an hour before you smoke it. And I did, and it made a big difference. But then once you start smoking things from, I was smoking that Drew Estate stuff exclusively for the first few months because it was all I had. but once I fired up a few other things, even including this, this plum pudding, which I felt was still a little bit moist because it was
caked. It was moist.
It burns a lot better because it's more dry. Tamping is important. I mean, these are all things, like I said, we're not
freaking experts. Don't overpack your bowl, too.
Yeah, don't overpack. Make sure you get a good air through. I mean, the way that I do it is kind of like that. It's that three-step method that everybody talks about.
It works well.
Fill the bowl up where it's just loose, pack it down so it's about halfway, fill it up again so it's loose, pack it down about three-quarters of the way, press it a little bit tighter, and then pack and then fill it up again, and then press it down so it's, you know, just to the top of the rim, and press it down pretty strong, but not too hard. And that's worked for me.
It's worked for me, too.
And, yeah, I mean, if you're talking to someone or whatever, you're going to...
It requires constant attention.
Yeah, and that was another thing that we'll get into, one of the differences. There's a lot. It's a lot more a lot more hands-on than smoking a cigar. You smoke a cigar, you light it. And, you know, sometimes when you're newer, you have a hard time keeping a cigar lit or lighting it properly or whatever. But once you get used to it, that's pretty much it, unless you put it down and walk away.
Right.
But with a pipe, it's a little bit, it's definitely a little bit more, you have to do more work.
It's more needy. Let's tackle life.
Yeah, it's definitely more needy. One thing, Logan, you were saying, like, that you do is almost like when you, what do you call it when you blow out on the cigar?
Oh, purge.
Yeah. Like when you purge the pipe a little bit. Not a lot, but just like if you go back and watch the earlier part of the show, I was purging a little bit. Just a quick little puff of air through there just to keep the cherry going.
And plus, I think that when you do that, it helps, you know, you're kind of clearing out if you've got any muckety-muck in there. Mm-hmm. I think it helps kind of, especially if you're smoking aromatic, kind of keep the moisture down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me, but what do I know? I'm just a fucking pipe dummy.
But that would really be my feedback on keeping the pipe lit. Wow, you really can taste the cinnamon in this. It's actually kind of funny.
I'm gonna have to smoke it now.
I don't understand what Jay Zarata was saying there, so I'm just gonna skip it. let's see. This one is from Tex Moose. He says, I enjoy pipes, but favor cigars. Pipe tobacco is not as strong as
agreed.
I care for.
Agreed.
Is there a stronger tobacco for a pipe that I can try? I generally like stronger Maduro cigars.
Yes.
Is it okay to save cuts from cigars and use them in your pipe bowl? I don't think I would do that.
Well, no, I wouldn't save cuts, but, I mean, you can definitely, I mean, there's pipe tobacco out there that actually has a cigar leaf based. I haven't smoked it. But you can. I mean, it's all tobacco at the end of the day. I don't know. I mean, because really when you're smoking a cigar, I think you're pulling all that tobacco and flavor in. So if you're saving the nub, a lot of it's going to be burnt and oily and tarry anyway. So I probably wouldn't save it. But that's just me. I mean, you don't, like, save your cigarettes and then grind them up and put them in a pipe. So it's kind of the same principle.
But, I mean, even think about it, though. Like, when he says, you know, is it okay to save cuts from a cigar? Like, if he wanted to cut let's say, the first inch off of Churchill, chop that up and put it in his pipe. To me, I think you would get a much more muddled taste, and I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. It sounds kind of awful. It seems like it would get muddled because the way that the cigars are rolled, everything serves its purpose, and the flavors are really going to get there. The flavors that come, the flavors through the cigar come out because of the way that it's put together. So, does that make sense?
It's like a Cuban sandwich.
Exactly, and if you take that sandwich and you puree it, it's not going to taste the same.
It's not going to taste the same.
So that's my thought. That's actually a pretty good analogy for it. Yep. As far as stronger pipe tobacco, that's all you, Logan. What do you got?
So, dude, I have the same problem. All this aromatic shit is too mild. I find myself, like, craving another bowl after I just lit one. It sucks. Like, what I tell you to do is go to, you know, tobaccoreviews.com. You can go and you can search by strength. And I found some stuff that's definitely stronger. I mean, first of all, most aromatics are not that strong. But if you find anything that's got, like Catfish was saying, Perique in it or, you know, Lakita or anything like that, what I found is Peterson Irish Flake. It's pretty strong. Like, I mean, it'll definitely give you a little whoop whoop. Or this Ashton Artisan blend is pretty good. But there's definitely stronger pipe tobacco. I think the only problem, though, is that smoking a stronger cigar, it's not like it hurts you. Like, when I smoked that Peterson, like, I got, my tongue was kind of raw because that shit is just fucking raw dog.
Well, think about it, though. I mean, if you're just getting used to smoking cigars and you go straight to smoking Neanderthal from Roma Craft, I mean, that's going to hurt you, put a hurting on you, too.
Right, but it's not going to hurt your mouth.
No, you never know. It's all
it's not going to, like, your tongue's going to be like,
it's all in what you're used to. And one thing I will agree, though, I do feel it on my tongue more when I'm smoking out of a pipe, especially like ones that have this one's got the really small tip that's got the really tiny little hole in it, so it's real directed when it comes in. And if the smoke's constantly hitting that same spot in your tongue, it's going to get that way. Tex Moose, I hope that answered your question.
And thanks for being new, because I've never heard of you before.
He actually asked another one.
Hey.
Another one from Tex Moose. It's like the Tex Moose show. He might even have some more in here. Yeah, he's got another one in there. He says, I'm new to the pipe world. I have a Peterson pipe that is a new concept to me. I like the Peterson pipes. I've got one myself. So the smoke is drawn through the stem, and the hole disperses the smoke to the top of the palate. Very interesting, to say the least. Looking forward to the show.
Now what?
So it's not really, it was more of a statement than a question. And it was kind of, it was kind of fitting with what I was just talking about.
Now, what is this now?
The different shapes of the tip of your pipe. Like, look, this is more of a fishtail. See, it's kind of flat.
Yeah.
This one is more just
straight
round.
Straight as an arrow.
Yeah. It's tiny. It's round, and that really it changes the way that it hits your palate, is what he's saying. It's almost like a flat or a straight cut versus a V cut versus punch
right.
of a cigar.
Right. Okay.
Is the flavor and the experience going to be that much different? I think in pipes it's a little bit more extreme. I mean, I like that fishtail. Like, even yours, Logan, has, like, show the camera the tip of yours when you're done there. That's got a long, flat, yeah, it's longer, and it's, well, not the stem, but where it's actually open is what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's long and flat. So it's similar to what I've got here, but this one's not quite as wide. It's definitely going to have an impact on the way that you taste the tobaccos, and it's going to impact tongue bite that we've talked about as well. Let's see. Might as well do the next Tex Moose question. What do you think?
Yeah, whatever.
He gave us three of them. If we had any giveaways, I'd give him something just for asking three questions.
Well, we don't, because pipe dummies are cheap.
Yeah, we're no sponsors yet. He says, my question is about the quote-unquote bite I experience after smoking a pipe. So I've read that it's generally associated with how moist the tobacco is. I'm sure it is okay. It slowly opens after balling it together. I think he's talking about the tobacco. Yeah. So am I doing something wrong? He's talking about tongue bite. Tongue bite, I think that's what he's talking about anyway.
I think so.
Tongue bite to me is when you smoke too fast. You get that mainly from aromatics because they burn hotter because they've got that casing on there that's going to burn, it's going to boil, and that's where you get that gurgle at the bottom. See, I am learning a little bit, Logan. I feel
you
like
are all learning a little bit.
I feel like all that stuff I said was correct.
No, I think I mean, I can't quote because we are pipe dummies, but I believe that is correct.
It feels, I mean, if not, I'm going with it, whether it's correct or not. And to, from what I understand, that pipe comes from smoking too fast. It's burning too hot. That that moisture at the bottom is boiling. So you're, what they were saying when we had our first show, and Tex Moose, go back and watch our first episode with Drew Estate. They talked a lot about this different stuff. If you smoke too fast, you're not only getting smoke, but you're getting vapor almost. You're getting them vapes. You're getting that moisture is coming through, and so it's hot already because it's boiling, and then it's going to sit on your tongue and it's going to burn your tongue. So that's,
you know what it is? It's like a pyroclastic flow.
Yes, it's exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you just said.
Oh, dude, but you don't know geology.
I think I know geology rocks.
Smoke rocks. Thanks for setting me up for that one. I appreciate it.
Smoke them rocks.
Thanks, son. We know each other too well, because you knew exactly what I was going to do when you said that.
Off topic. Well, no, actually, geology, rocks, get it?
Yeah, but then you said rocks and looked at me waiting for me to say, I smoke rocks!
You know, there's something you don't know about me, Joe Rogan.
There's something you don't know about me, Charlie. I smoke rocks!
I smoke rocks. Thank you, Red Balls!
Pop cop.
Wow, Chappelle's side.
Dude, I love Dave Chappelle. Wherever you are, Dave, I hope you're doing good.
I think I actually met Dave Chappelle. Story for another time. Tex, I think you're just smoking too fast. And you'll notice that with more aromatics. Although, with that plum pudding, I got a little bit of burn on my tongue, and I think it was because it was a stronger tobacco.
And higher nicotine content.
And it's the higher nicotine content, exactly. And it's hitting in the same spot. So one thing I like to do is move the pipe around where I'm smoking. So it's hitting different parts of my tongue, so I don't get... you get wear just like... it's like your tongue's getting chapped, you know, too much action in one spot. There's a lot of jokes there, but we're going to move on.
Giggity.
So that's that for Tex's question. This one's with Jason Myers. He has asked a couple of questions, and his avatar is Darth Vader, so we're going to go with it.
Can I talk about what I want to talk about anytime soon?
Yeah, in a second. He said, what do you think about putting...
Top of the hour.
Yeah, he said, what do you think about putting a pipe down and coming back to it a while later? This rarely works out well with cigars, but I found it often works with pipes. Definitely. Yeah, it's absolutely.
Yeah, fuck
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the things we were talking about that was just one of the benefits is... I don't feel that pressure. I mean, if I'm sitting down with a Davidoff Millennium or whatever, I mean, some cigar that you really like that costs more than a couple of bucks, I want to make sure that I've got those 2 hours or an hour and a half to sit down and enjoy it. I'm not going to get interrupted. If I'm packing a bowl of some special, I can't really say some pipe tobacco that's expensive because most of it isn't, in comparison to cigars anyway, I don't have to worry about it. I can set the pipe down, come back to it, and it's all good. Definitely. Just like Dustin was saying, fire it up, put your little screw cap on. If you've got one, come back to it a couple hours later. Absolutely no issues.
It's true.
We've kind of covered a lot of this other stuff. Here's one from Harley Holmes. Steve wants to know, he says, is there any correlation between the cigars you like to smoke and your preferred pipe tobacco?
No, not yet. Well, sort of.
Not really. Yeah, that would be my answer, too. It's
kind of, not really, but yeah, sort of.
Maybe, but I don't know. I mean, I don't like infused cigars for the most part. I'll smoke a Tabac Red Eye when I'm down in Nicaragua with breakfast or something. And honestly, I think if I had more of those, because I do like that cigar, if I had more of those, I'd smoke them all the time in the morning.
I do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I won't do that. But what exactly won't he do?
I don't know, man. Meatloaf's a fucking linguist genius. Like that song, you sing it and you're like, I don't know, man. It's just one of those songs.
And then it gets all fast. It's like, I won't do
anything for love. If you've been dreaming of, I just won't do that. I mean, dude, Meatloaf, fucking kick it, bro.
I remember that video. We got so sidetracked. Wasn't there a really hot chick in that video?
Dude, yes. There was, yes. And like the version that's the best of that is the Meatloaf and then the girl version that's like, not really, I wouldn't call it acoustic. But it's not like the original production. It's like dude, they get like a cappella and shit. Dude, that shit almost brings me to tears. I'm like, I won't do it either, but I will. I just love it.
Anyway, we digress. correlation, not necessarily. I mean, Logan, you like stronger cigars. You're looking for a stronger flavor out of your pipe tobacco. I think that's definitely true. For me, I tend to like cigars that have more balance to them, that are more, not necessarily, strength isn't as important to me. If it's there, great. If not, that's okay too. I'm more interested in balance. And I think if you're looking for a balanced flavor in pipe tobacco, I haven't found it yet.
I haven't found it yet either.
And it's funny. I mean, like, we can talk about pipes, Logan, and I know you talk about it a lot too, like, you know, in a negative way. Like, it's, I don't know, like, I'm smoking it, and it's like, the flavors are fine, but I'm at the point where I more enjoy the experience. Sitting down, packing a bowl, sitting there smoking it, keeping it lit, like, making sure I can actually do it. It's almost like a really relaxing test, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm just chilling, and I know that I'm going to enjoy the next hour or so, however big the bowl is, but it's also like I want to make sure I can still actually do it. Can I keep the bowl lit? Do I have to? I'm going to try to smoke this without relighting it 5 or 6 times or whatever. So I know we're not really answering his question, so I'm going to click off of it. But I think there's a little bit of a correlation, more so in style than in, like, actual flavor profile, if that makes sense.
I mean, I feel like I'm chasing the golden goose right now. It's like I'm trying to find a pipe tobacco that. Because, I mean, obviously I have my go-to cigars that, I mean, I'd smoke. If every cigar company was decimated other than Roma Craft, I could probably survive. Because I would just smoke fucking Aquitaine, Anthropologies, or Neanderthals, or Intemperance. And I could fucking just live off of that. It would be fine. I have not found a pipe tobacco like that yet. Because, you know, I don't know. And I struggle with the flavors, too. It's like, in cigars, it's so easy to get pronounced flavors. And I don't know if it's the retrohaling is different on a pipe. I don't know what the hell causes it, but it's just, like, for me, it's much more, like, one-dimensional in flavor, right? Like, you'll get, like, oh, here's some spice or here's some sweetness, but it's not like, holy shit, I just tasted fucking cherry ice cream or some shit. You know what I mean? Not that I've ever tasted cherry ice cream, but, like, in a cigar, but you know what I mean.
Yes and no. I agree. I think what throws you off and what kind of soured you a little bit, especially in aromatics, is the gigantic chasm between how they smell when you open them and how they taste when you fire them up. I mean, to me, I can still go back to some of that Central Park Stroll from Drew Estate.
That's not bad, though.
Load up the Suge with that. At the bottom, put some of that heirloom cherry, fire it up, and I know it's going to taste like a chocolate sundae to me with a little bit of cherry on there, and I'm going to enjoy it. I know I am. Now, it's not as cloyingly sweet as, like, an infused cigar or something like that, but I think if you go in there, you go into it expecting that the flavors are going to be thinner than what you smell. It's just the fact of the situation. I can't explain to you scientifically why, but... they're definitely going to be thinner, and if you just go in there and that's your expectation, I think you'll enjoy it a little bit more. I actually just had kind of an epiphany of something that I want to do, and maybe we can do this for another show, because I'm hell-bent on finding an aromatic that you're going to like.
Oh, dude, let's do it.
I'm hell-bent. So I'm looking.
I don't think it's going to be possible.
So I'm looking at, and pipes, or tobaccoreview.com is kind of where we're pulling most of this information from. So I searched... just for aromatics, and then I've narrowed them down by the number of reviews.
Oh, I do the same shit.
And so I want to look and see the highest rated stuff. Like, what's got the highest rating out of them, and the most, and not like one person reviewed it and gave it a 5, but how many, it's something that's been reviewed a lot and has a high score.
Yep.
Like, let's see, this Cornell and Dahl, or however, Dial, Autumn Evening, that was the one that Kip recommended. That's got 163 people who reviewed it, and it's got it has 3 out of 4 stars. That's the most number, that's got the highest number of reviews and the highest score. There's also Gwaith, Hogworth and Company, what the hell, And Innerdahl Flake?
I got some Innerdahl Flake.
Well, that's an aromatic, brother.
I don't think it is. I think it's like an aromatic, kind of like the plum pudding's an aromatic.
Well, this says, it's Burley in Virginia.
Okay.
It's listed as an aromatic. It's got almond, fruit, citrus, other miscellaneous flavor. These are under flavorings. Almond, fruit / citrus.
Dude, I got some Innerdahl Flake right now.
Do I have it?
Pretty sure I sent it to you.
Can we get science and fire this up right now? Just for science?
Mm-mm.
No?
My palate's too burnt. I got to talk and I got to go.
All right, we'll do it next time.
Okay, so, next time.
All right, so I'm going to pick some of that stuff, and there you go. Okay, so you've got your... All right, so tell everybody why
because
those are in your breath.
I feel bad because the Nothing and I got into a virtual altercation a couple shows ago, and all this show is about is not me being right or you being right. It's for us to, you know, just kind of figure shit out, right? So what I did is Nothing and I have a debate about from the Pipe Man's Handbook, and I believe I'm correct, but that's neither here or there. But we're going to take the time to use some fucking science and figure this shit out. So, from my understanding, this Auric Golden Sliced ages really well. Typically, straight Virginias will age really, really well. Don't worry about aging your aromatics, because guess what? It's like a flavored cigar. It's not going to really age. So what we're going to do for science, because my hypothesis, if you're a statistician, my hypothesis is that the tobacco is going to age just as well, if not better, inside a mason jar. The Nothing's thought is that you leave it in the tin and it's going to age better inside the tin. The reason I think that it won't age as well in the tin is because you can see it's vacuum sealed, right? It's airtight. Well, you have to have air for the chemical and organic processes to occur. And it's kind of like vacuum sealing stuff. If you vacuum seal stuff, nothing's going to happen. If somebody dies out in space, you're not going to decompose because there's no oxygen. So I don't know how much oxygen is pulled in. Is there still enough in here? I don't really know. But I do know is when I crack the tin, guess what? It's like, it's filling back up. So what we're going to do for science. We're going to take this tin, and we're going to label it at the bottom. I already put the date on it. We're going to label it Nothing, because you are nothing, nothing. And we're not going to open that tin. This 3.5-ounce tin is going to be separated out in mason jars in a couple of different ways to test this out. There's going to be a couple of flakes that will be put in just to a Ziploc bag. There will be a few flakes that will be put into a mason jar with the lid on. That's it. There will be a couple of flakes we put in a mason jar with the lid dipped into paraffin wax to seal it. And then there will be a few flakes that will be put into a mason jar and sealed like you would like canning, where the lid will actually pop down like with jams or preserve or whatever. I'm going to find, what was the word you used before the show, Rob? A nook?
A nook, a crevasse.
I'm going to use it. You're going to find a crevasse in my house that is dark and quiet and cool, and we're going to leave it there for about 6 months to a year, and then we're going to come back and see what's happened for fucking science.
That's exciting. I know. I'm curious. I'm
very curious
to see. I tend to agree with you that if you're aging it in the sense that you want it to change.
Right. Exactly. If you want to preserve it, leave it in the tin.
If it's sealed in that tin, and if you've ever opened one of those tins, you got to get like almost like a little flathead screwdriver up in there to pop it, mm-hmm. and you twist it, and it pops open. So it's no longer airtight. When you seal up a mason jar or something, it'll be airtight once you close it. But every time when you open it, you put it in there, there's going to be some oxygen in there. So there's stuff's going to happen.
Well, and then the last thing we're going to do is we'll leave a couple of flakes in the open tin, but just with the lid closed, and see how long that lasts.
I don't think that'll make much of a difference. I mean, well... Are the tins, when you close them, after you open it and you close it, is a tin airtight?
I mean, I've had some that have remained fairly airtight, and then, you know, I've had a few that, like, I've opened, I'm like, oh, man, this Drew Estate Harvest on the Hudson that I think tastes like shit is like, dude, you look at it, it'll catch on fire.
Just send all that stuff to me. If you don't want it, I'll take it.
I got it up in my mason jar collection.
I'll smoke it. You won't. I will.
Probably not.
So we've got a couple of things. We can almost call them board bets that we're going to put up on the board and come back and address later. And I'm definitely going to find some stuff that is an aromatic blend that has, here we go. This one's from pipesandcigars.com, Scotty's Butternut Burley. People love it, dude. It's got 3.2 stars. It's flavored with honey and vanilla. I'm going to find something in here.
Find something, and then that'll be the next episode after the one that we're going to do about smoking pipes and tongue bite.
And Peterson's Perfect Plug. What is that?
Dude, I did almost buy that shit the other day because that shit looks cool as fuck.
That's aromatic. It's got miscellaneous other flavors in it. I don't know what that means.
I like the secret sauce flavors.
This guy says it smells like silly putty.
Don't get that for me then.
You remember silly putty though? You could like stretch it out. This one's got 3.4 stars, and then we'll be done. Sillum's Black? Oh, look at that can. Hey now. And the cut is Ready Rubbed.
Dude, I love Ready Rub.
This is genius. It's fruity, and it's got some honey. The best English aromatic I've ever smoked, hands down. All right, we need to find that. We got to find it. Sillum's. All right, so that'll be something we'll do in the future. That'll be fun. I think that's going to be a lot of the stuff that we do on this show is just kind of fucking around and
science,
and just doing it for science. I think what is our next show? You're going to India, so we're doing it when you get back.
It'll be the 25th.
And what are we scheduled to talk about?
I don't know, something.
Let me see. I'll pull it up before we get off the. So today was pipes versus cigars. We're talking about English blends, you know, because they're English. It's English, you know. That'll be our next one. We'll talk about English blends, which is good. We smoked one today, and I kind of liked it. I didn't like that sour flavor that I was getting. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. Pipe Dummies, CigarFederation.com. You can find us there. And Logan's doing some pipe reviews, so you can check that out and make fun of him.
Download the app, you pussies.
And download the app, but if that's only if you don't have a real phone. If you've got a real phone, you have to wait until later. But
unfortunately.
Fuck you. Another 6 to 8 months. Cool. No, all right, Logan, have a well, I'm going to see you tomorrow, so I won't say have a safe trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, join us tomorrow for Cigar Chat. We've got
We've got apparently a Scheiser ton of giveaways.
We've got a shit ton.
Yeah, apparently a metric shit ton.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys tomorrow. All right, thanks for checking out the show. Keep it real.
Don't forget to tamp.